What does it mean to be reverent in church? When we come together to worship, does it mean being silent and still, not making a sound? Well, I guess that's good for contemplation. But as I look at this worship service that we find in the 4th and 5th chapter of Revelation, where there is a great worship service going on in heaven, it looks like to me that it was a very noisy affair, and the Lord doesn't seem offended by it at all. In fact, we could say that it's pleasing to Him, because in their prayers, in their songs, in their praises, it seems as though everyone spoke out, and there were so many people there that the sound had to be tremendous. And God answered from His throne with thunderings and lightnings and awesome sounds. You know, I don't think the Lord is upset that people want to bring drums into the church, folks. I just don't think so. I don't think the Lord is upset when somebody speaks out and gives praise to God. Of course, everything has to be done in good order. But I think this idea that we have to be completely silent in church and not say a thing and never make any demonstration of praise to God in an organized way, I just don't see that in the scriptures. Listen, and just try to imagine what this sounded like as I read several passages from the 4th and 5th chapter of Revelation. After this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard, as it were a trumpet talking with me, which says, "Come up here, and I will show you things which must be hereafter." And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven. One sat on the throne. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. And the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not night or day, saying, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, which is and was and is to come." And they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the book, and to open the seals thereof, for you were slain, and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and have made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth." And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, and the beast, and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." And every creature which was in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all of them that are in them, heard I saying, "Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto Him that sits upon the throne and unto the Lamb for ever and ever." And the four beasts said, "Amen." And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped Him that lives for ever and ever. Well, praise God. I just have to remember not to shout into the microphone. Isn't that a wonderful scene? And they were, every one of them, as reverent as they could be. You see, it's not wrong to be animated in worship. It's not wrong to say with a loud voice, "Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto Him that sits upon the throne and unto the Lamb, because you bought my soul, O Lord, out of sin. You redeemed me from the pit and gave me new life." Let's pray. Father, thank you. I praise you, O Lord, with everything that's in my being. And I love you and I worship you with all of my heart, with all of my soul. Help me to sing a new song and to praise you fervently and to pray sincerely with thanksgiving in my heart. Help me as I go to church this coming Sunday, Lord, that I may honor and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.